Hello and welcome to the Come Fly With Me podcast, where I discuss dream holiday destinations and career plans with my guests. I'm your host and pilot, Kenneth Fairweather, and today I'll be talking with radio host and project manager, Eleonora Takala. Originally from Lapajärvi in Finland, Eleonora has travelled extensively and got her first taste of travel at the age of 6 when her family visited Greece. Her work in radio has seen her travel to the Council of the European Union in Brussels as a media representative, and now working as a project manager at Leader Aispari, she visits a number of local communities around Europe. Come fly with me as we discuss some Finnish traditions, Eleonora's work at Järvi Radio and Leader Aispari, as well as what she would like to do when she arrives in her dream destination, New York. Enjoy the ride. Welcome to check-in, Eleonora. Where are we going today?
Thank you. We are going to New York.
And what is it about New York that makes you want to travel there?
I think it's just a really big city, and it's very different compared to the small town where I'm from. And yeah, I think they have, there's a lot of things to see there and to experience. So that's the reason why I want to go there.
Whereabouts are you from? You're from Finland, but a small town in Finland?
Yes. I'm from, originally I'm from a town called Lappajärvi, but at the moment I'm living in another small town called Alajärvi. And they are both in the western side of Finland, in an area called Southern Ostrobothnia.
And your parents are from that part as well?
Yeah, both of them are.
And did you travel much with your family when you were younger?
When I was younger, the first trip that I ever took with my parents was to Greece. And I was 6 back then. And then the next trip that we took abroad was just a little tour of the Nordic countries. So we visited Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. And we traveled in a mobile home. It was a 3-week trip. But after that, I haven't really traveled with my parents. Other than that, I've traveled alone mostly.
And when you travel, do you prefer to have a window or aisle seat?
I prefer the aisle seat, actually, because I just feel like I feel more free, and because I suffer from motion sickness. So most during the flight, I keep my eyes closed most of the flight, so I wouldn't be able to enjoy the views from the window anyway. So I let other people sit there, because it's like all I can do is just sleep or think about stuff
or listen to a podcast or something.
That's another option.
And music as well, do you listen to much music?
Yeah, my favorite kind of music is old swing music. So my favorite singers are like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole. I kind of feel like I have an old person's taste in music, kind of.
Can you tell me a little bit about Johannes, the midsummer celebration, isn't it?
Midsummer is Juhannus in Finnish. And it's a national holiday here in Finland and in most of the Nordic countries as well. And we celebrate it on the last weekend of June every year. And yeah, we spend our time with our families and friends, and we eat a lot of food. We have barbecues and we go to the sauna every year during Johannes or midsummer, and then we swim in a lake. So that's like, if I could think of Finland, or put Finland in one word, that Johannes might be the one.
Oh, wow. And that's like the longest day of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, because in the summer, the sun doesn't really set at all. So even at night, it's light out. So after midsummer, the days start to get shorter.
Is it quite common for most houses to have a sauna?
Yeah, even I have a one bedroom apartment and I have my own sauna in my apartment. So
Yeah.
that's really normal here.
Now that we've heard about Eleonora's early life, let's get to know about when she found her calling. This is a final boarding call for Eleonora Takala. Eleonora, your flight to New York awaits. You started radio when you were very young, around 15.
Yes.
Yeah. What got you started in radio?
Well, when we are in the ninth grade here in Finland, everyone has to do like a work practice internship, a week-long internship at any workplace. And yeah, when I was in ninth grade, my mom actually suggested that I go to Järvi Radio, which is the radio station where I work at the moment. And so I went there. I had never heard of that radio station before. But yeah, I went there and I mainly just helped the radio hosts and answered phone calls. And yeah, I also got to host one radio show during that week. But then I really liked working there. And on the last day of that internship, the kind of the CEO of that radio station asked me if I was interested in working there, like actually working there after the internship. And obviously I said yes. And so I kind of just ended up working there. I had never dreamed of being a radio host. It just happened.
You said you got to host in your first week. Is that the main role that you have at Järvi Radio now, of hosting?
Yes, it is. Yeah, sometimes I still answer phone calls. For example, today I actually answered phone calls for an hour. And yeah, I've also done some radio ad sales for a bit. But my main job is to host radio shows.
And the phone calls that you answer, is that a lot of listeners calling in about music they want to listen to?
Yeah, they're calling there to request songs, and they usually have like a greeting or to someone, and I just write that down, and so that it gets read aloud on the radio show.
And the style of music that you play, it's mainly Finnish music, isn't it, that you...
Yeah.
And is it older style?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same kind of music that I like to listen to myself. Finished versions of the songs that the evergreen hits. Because that, like in the 50s and 60s and 70s as well, they used to translate all the hit songs, the most popular ones, into Finnish and into any like other languages as well. So yeah. That's the main kind of music that we play.
While working in radio, Eleonora undertook a Bachelor of Arts and a Master of Arts, studying English language and literature. She is qualified to teach English as a foreign language and has worked on translating a number of books, including a geology and self-help book.
I'd actually say that the geology translation project that I had was the most interesting one, because it this area where I live in, we have a really big impact crater lake here called Lappajärvi, and it's the biggest one in Europe, and it was created by a meteorite like 78 million years ago. So because of that, this area is geologically significant. And when I was doing that translation, I was actually, yeah, I learned a lot about this area. And it was really interesting to learn about that while I was doing the translations.
For Finnish citizens, there is a huge attraction to staying in the country, as attending university is free.
University is free, and we actually, like, they actually pay us to study here. we get a certain amount of money every month. But in order to do that, to get it, we have to study a certain amount and complete a certain amount of courses each year. We have like a certain amount of points per each course, and usually like you have to get like 45, at least 45 each year to get the full amount.
Obviously that's a great incentive for people in Finland to study at home, but did you ever think about studying elsewhere?
Yeah, I actually did. When I was still in high school, I was thinking of maybe studying in the UK actually. And I looked at a lot of university websites, but at the end, I just thought that it would be better for me to just study here in Finland and be debt free when I graduated, and just that way I was able to travel a lot while I was studying.
At only 29, Eleonora is already a veteran in radio. Let's hear a bit more about her role at Yavi Radio and when she started to feel at home as a radio host. At what point did you feel like you'd established yourself at Yavi Radio?
I actually don't know an exact time or point when that happened, but I just feel like now that I've worked there for almost 15 years, I feel really relaxed when I host the radio shows. I'm not nervous at all. And I really like the fact that I'm really confident that I, like, no matter what happened, I would always know what to do. So that's something that I like. And for like the first couple of years when I started, when I was really young, those years weren't the best because I got received a lot of really rude comments from the listeners and negative feedback, just because they thought I was too young and they don't like change. But now, after 14 and a half years, I feel like they finally approve of me. And yeah, most of the feedback that I get now is positive. So I guess that means that most of them like me now. And yeah, and I've learned to just know that you can never please everyone. So even if I do get negative feedback, it doesn't matter. I don't cry every time I get that.
For the radio station, the target audience is an older demographic, would you say?
Yeah, most of the listeners are over 50 years old, but we do have, like, I've noticed that we actually nowadays seem to have quite a few younger listeners as well who like old Finnish music.
Do you have any conversations with your listeners for the show at all, or is it mainly for playing the music?
Well, it depends on the radio show, because I host different kinds of radio shows, and yeah, some of them are like contact radio shows, or parts of them are like that, so that the listeners can call on air and we talk about some things. Sometimes it's like they just call to talk to me or the other radio hosts, and we have a short discussion or conversation about whatever they want to talk about, and then after that they get to hear their song request.
What type of show do you enjoy hosting the most?
I like hosting all of them, but I guess the easiest ones are the ones where I just play the songs that they request and then read out the greetings that they have. So that's a really pretty easy thing to do.
How do you decide on the order in which you would play certain songs that are requested?
I play in the order that I receive them, because the listeners have to pay for the requests. So we play all of them, all the requests that they send, or yeah, we do.
How often do you work alongside other hosts with a show, or is it mainly you host a show by yourself?
Yeah, most of the time, almost always, I host the radio show on my own. We all do.
And they do a similar sort of role to you, or yeah.
And then some of them read more, like read the news, and I do that too, but not that often, like in my radio shows.
Alongside her work as a radio host, Eleonora has been working full-time for the last 3 years as an international project coordinator at Leader Isopati. Sit back and relax as Eleonora talks to us about what is involved in this role, as well as what she likes to do when she's not working.
Leader is a program in the European Union, and its main job is rural development. And then we have these, we call them local action groups. We have them in every member state of the European Union, and those local action groups implement the Leader program. And Leader Isopati is one of those local action groups. And for example, here in Finland, we have 54 local action groups, and Leader Isopati is one of them. And then since there are a lot of local action groups, just like Leader Isopati, in all over Europe, in the rural areas of those countries, I get to travel to those small places, small towns and villages. And actually, I feel like I get to see the real culture of that country and meet the locals. Because I just feel like when I go to a capital city of any country, you don't really get to experience the real culture of that country.
How do you find managing your time between being a project leader and hosting radio shows?
My job at Leader Isopati is a full-time job. So I work there from Monday through Friday, from 8 to 4. And after that, not every night, but or every evening, but like for a couple of nights a week, I also host radio shows after my full-time job. And then I host radio shows on the weekends as well. I've always had two summer jobs ever since I was 15, and I've worked while I've studied at university, and so I'm used to that. But right now, I've actually started to cut down my hours at the radio station a little bit, just so that I have a life outside of work as well.
How did your work at Leader Isopati come about?
I had worked there one summer before, so I knew what they did, and I knew all the people who worked there, and I really enjoyed my time that summer. So when I saw the job opening there, while I was still finishing my master's thesis, I applied for that job, and I got the job. And my dream for a while had been to become an international project manager. So it was really cool to be able to sort of fulfill that dream so soon.
Outside of her work commitments, Eleonora likes to sing. And although she hasn't performed in a long time, she hopes to start singing lessons again sometime soon. She also really enjoys watching musicals, and there is not a much better place to experience this than New York.
Yeah. One of my biggest dreams is to go see a Broadway musical.
What musical would you like to see?
I actually don't know what they're showing at the moment, or like what's going like on at the moment. But my favorite musicals are, well, the old classics like My Fair Lady and The Music Man.
We have landed in the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps. Let's find out what Eleonora wants to do while in this bustling city. Welcome to New York, Eleonora. What do you plan to do while you're here?
Well, like I said earlier, the first thing that I would do is go see a Broadway musical, or several if I have time. And then another thing that it will be pretty cool would be, because I've heard that they have these Shakespeare in the Park, that they have, it's like an event that they have there in Central Park every summer, I think. So that would be a cool experience, I'm sure. And obviously, I'd love to see all the main sites, like the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building and all of that. But the culture and the museums, those would be the main places for me to visit and the main things to experience.
It's been very nice to talk to you, Eleanor. Thank
Yeah,
you
you too.
for being on the podcast. It's been a pleasure.
But thanks for inviting me.
That was Eleonora Takala, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a nice time. If you'd like to get a little more insight into New York, head on over to my website, comeflywithmepodcast.com. And if you enjoyed this conversation, follow me at comeflywithmepod on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and comeflypodcast on Twitter to get further updates on the podcast. I have been your host and pilot, Kenneth Fairweather, and it was a pleasure having you on board. Safe travels, everyone. Frozen in time, stuck in my mind, thoughts intertwined with you. Pictures in frames, sharing your name.